Welcome to Roll Law America, for the law you can use and the law to amuse. We've got some great information for you today, and it's coming up in much less than a minute, but first a mandatory disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and is not specific legal advice for your situation. For that, you need an experienced attorney in your jurisdiction. Your listening to this podcast is your agreement and acknowledgement that no attorney-client relationship is established thereby. For 40 years in New York, I've been representing regular guys, business guys, and top-level wise guys, so this ain't my first rodeo. So saddle up and come along for today's ride. Greetings and welcome to Raw Law Episode 50, Silent Right, where we discuss a tenant's right to quiet enjoyment of their leased premises. You will frequently see clauses in a lease that deals with this issue, both commercial and residential leases. The clause will, on one hand, refer to the tenant's right to quiet enjoyment of the leasehold, and on the other, prohibit the tenant's actions or omissions from disturbing that same right in the other tenants in the building. Now, if it isn't referenced in the lease, most courts will enforce this right of quiet enjoyment anyway. When we are talking quiet enjoyment, we're not necessarily talking about a certain maximum level of nearby noise, although excessive noise around the lease premises within the landlord's control might be a violation of this right. We are talking about a tenant's right to operate and occupy the lease premises without being unduly disturbed. You will frequently see exceptions in the lease to this right in the cases where the landlord must conduct necessary repairs or renovations to the premises, which will generate construction noise and perhaps temporarily modify the means of tenant ingress and egress with respect to the leased premises. Not everything that disturbs a tenant will constitute a violation of this right. If you hear your upstairs neighbor walking around, that clop, clop, clop could be normal in such a situation. However, if every night at midnight the neighborhood is practicing his flamenco dancing skills, it might require a hint to the landlord that he should tell the upstairs neighbor to take to his heels either elsewhere or at a decent hour of the day. There may be some standard common area maintenance work around the premises, which while it might generate noise or wet floors, would not be a violation of your quiet enjoyment. Some premises have common areas that require frequent spray buffing. Some premises have adjacent landscaping that needs mowing and blowing. Especially where you are paying for common area maintenance charges in a commercial lease, these kind of disturbances are not only to be expected by you, but they are partially paid by you. So you really can't cry foul when the floor is being waxed in the building lobby. Whether or not this right is violated is a question of fact and circumstance. If noise levels are the problem, the tenant should record the noise and the time and duration of such noise. In a court, it's better to play it than say it when it comes to noisy disturbances. Notify your landlord or property management company about disturbances that interfere with your quiet enjoyment of the lease premises, in writing, of course, and pursuant to any notice requirements in your lease, and if there aren't any, send a certified mail return receipt requested. Even if there are, do the same. If your repeated notifications are being ignored, then it's time to lawyer up with your friendly neighborhood landlord-tenant attorney. Now, if you would like your business or real estate investment enterprise to quietly enjoy some financing, listening to the following message is a very good idea.
Looking for an SBA loan, a real estate loan for construction or investment acquisition, a refinancing, or while eligibility still exists, a PPP loan, then send a blank email to rawlawinfo@gmail.com. That's RAWLAWINFO, rawlawinfo@gmail.com, to get access to an application, low doc, and subprime loans available. That's rawlawinfo@gmail.com. Okay, ciao for now. And don't forget to subscribe to Raw Law. It's free, and the law you can use that you learn here might be priceless. Two new shows every week, Monday and Thursday afternoons, Eastern Standard Time. To catch up on the shows you might have missed, go to rawlawamerica.com. That's rawlawamerica.com. Talk soon.